This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The United States and European Union have agreed to pull back from a tariff dispute with the creation of a high-level working group to resolve issues. The development followed talks at the White House Wednesday between President Donald Trump and EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker.
So we had a big day, very big. We met right here at the White House to launch a new phase in the relationship between the United States and the European Union, a phase of close friendship, of strong trade relations in which both of us will win.
Mr. Trump pledged to resolve recently imposed tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. Mr. Juncker said as long as the two sides negotiate, they'll hold off on any new tariffs.
We have identified a number of areas on which to work together. Work towards zero tariffs on industrial goods. That was my main intention, to propose to come down to zero tariffs on industrial goods.
Trade tensions appeared ready to escalate with the U.S. threatening new tariffs on European cars over its trade practices. Global markets reacted positively, not surprising to AMP Capital chief economist Shane Oliver in Australia.
So the fact that the two sides are talking, the fact that the Europeans are actually open to removing their tariffs on industrial goods and also trade barriers generally, I think you'd have to say is a very positive sign.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump took to Twitter complaining about Chinese counter-tariffs aimed at American agriculture, calling them a vicious way to extract concessions. China's President Xi Jinping warned there are no winners in a global trade war. The Chinese leader, speaking at the BRICS Summit of Nations in Johannesburg Wednesday, said unilateralism and protectionism should be rejected. Japan executed six more members of the doomsday cult Aum Shinrikyo, responsible for the deadly sarin gas attack on a Tokyo subway in 1995. This is VOA News. President Trump has postponed a second meeting with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin until next year to allow a U.S. probe of allegations of Russian meddling in American elections is complete. The two leaders met early this month in Helsinki. Appearing before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the U.S.-Russia dialogue and, underscoring the administration's tough approach to the Kremlin, publicly denounced the 2014 annexation of Crimea.
I want to assure this committee that the United States does not and will not recognize the Kremlin's purported annexation of Crimea. We stand together with allies, partners, and the international community in our commitment to Ukraine and its territorial integrity.
Committee Chairman Bob Corker questioned President Trump's policies toward the Kremlin that, in his words, create doubt about his motivations. In Syria, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's coordinated attacks in regime-held territory in the southwest that left more than 200 dead. Jihadist fighters attacked several villages, as well as the provincial capital, Sweida, with suicide bombers. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said dozens of Islamists were also killed. The U.S. imposed sanctions on five groups and eight individuals linked to Syria's chemical weapons program. The Treasury Department said it's part of a campaign to halt the horrific use of such weapons on the innocent. The action has been coordinated with France, which renewed its asset freeze on two dozen entities and individuals. The number of dead from a wildfire along the Greek coast has risen to 81. Hundreds were trapped late Monday by raging flames in the eastern resort of Mati. Volunteers like Kostas Perforakis are providing those affected with water, food, and other supplies.
I saw everything on the news, but a lot of my friends have been affected by the fire. Had a lot of people that have lost their houses that were burned to the ground from the fire. Some others have their houses severely damaged. So I thought it was ethical for me just to come here and volunteer. It's the least I can do for all those people who were affected.
Many jumped into the sea to save their lives. Others suffocated in cars or on cliffs. Dozens are still missing. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi Wednesday told Ugandan lawmakers Africa is at the top of India's priorities. He said India will open 18 new embassies on the continent as he took part in the BRICS summit in South Africa. U.S. stocks soared on news of easing trade tensions between Europe and the U.S. The benchmark Dow Jones Index gained more than 170 points to 25,414. Gains in technology issues pushed the Nasdaq to a record high close. Venezuela, plagued by rampant inflation on Wednesday, removed five zeros from its Bolivar currency. The International Monetary Fund warned this week the South American country faces an inflation rate of 1,000,000% by year's end. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.